Good day, listeners. You are tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Talship's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. There's a new festival being brought to Broome, and as we inch closer to the opening date, Lee Patterson, one of many individuals involved in the organization of this event, gives us some details as to what the community can expect for the first ever edition of the HALT Festival. Lee, thanks so much for coming to CIDI to chat about this new HALT Festival that's being brought here to our community. I'm super interested in hearing more about it, and I'm sure other people are too. So thanks so much for stopping in.
Thanks for having us, and it's a pleasure to be here, and we're really looking forward to this new HALT Festival. So fire away, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, so this new HALT Festival is being brought here to the small but vibrant community of Broome. And from my understanding, the event will be held on the Broome Fairgrounds. And that Broome Fair has collaborated with a group called Fog Valois to bring this event here to our community. How did all this happen? And how did this collaboration get started?
So, I mean, I'm sure most of your listeners know Broome Fair, which is a traditional event that's over 160 some odd years old. But we have the grounds that have many buildings and that is underutilized. So we thought that it would be interesting to co-produce an event. And I believe it was Amanda Trihorn, who works at Broome Fair, who had an idea for an outdoor event and so on. But the gang that works at Broome Fair, even though Broome Fair is every year in September, they're quite busy. So to do a whole other event just on their own didn't really make sense. So we partnered with Fail Valois. So we're co-producing. So from the 19th to the 22nd of May is when we'll be welcoming everybody together. The gang that operates Broome Fair will be looking after logistics of the ground. And Camille Delaurier from Fair Valois, who's the coordinator of this event, has been doing all the social media posts and getting sponsors and stuff like that. So it's the first time that we work with an outside group, but so far it's going really well.
Great. Now, what is the main purpose behind this event exactly?
What we saw during the pandemic, we even had a request back in during COVID about people wanting to camp, van life, tent camping also, but being outdoors. I'm sure you've observed like paddle boarding has increased in terms of a trend and so on. So what we're saying is it'll be entertainment with camping and a little bit of education. So people that sell, for example, specialized food for people that go camping, different clothing, backpacks. So it's not just for van lifers that drive around and sleep all over. You will be able to camp at the Broome Fair site, and there'll be entertainment. Leah Bombardier, she's Friday night at 7, but then at 8 o'clock, there's an outdoor movie. So we invite people. You don't have to be necessarily part of the camping lifestyle to enjoy the site. So entertainment, there'll be humor, workshops during the day. So yeah, there's a lot going on. If you like outdoors, there's surely going to be something for you on the site.
Yeah, so it was really just it was something that the community wanted to bring here. It was something that they were looking for.
Yeah, there used to be a home show during that long weekend on the Broome Fairgrounds, and so this isn't quite like that. And it's a first edition, right? So obviously we're going to take feedback and see how we can improve on it. This isn't just the one and only edition. We want to this to become a tradition for people to on the May long weekend. What we understand is people that are into outdooring, that's the first weekend that they really get out and about. It's been a little cool so far.
Yeah.
But hopefully for that long weekend, we'll be able to welcome people. And there's also a social aspect where people that camp and everything can get together.
Now, from your perspective, how will this benefit the community? You know, I was thinking sometimes we forget to take a step back and to actually enjoy the outdoors. Was this something that was taken into consideration for this event?
Yeah, Camille and Josiane from Fair Valois really went through activities. So all the people, we believe, I don't have the total ticket sales. Things are gearing up fairly well because you can get either 3-day passes or single day admittance. But in the packages and in the advertising that we've gone out is to bring people to the area. I'm sure you already know that we are known for great biking trails. The pass. We have the lake here in Lac Brome where people can paddleboard, Sutton, the vineyards. So we hope that the people that come from outside to here will be able to benefit with all the great things we have to offer and the merchants that have to offer and the great, as we say in French, les beaux paysages, the scenery.
This landscapes here.
Yeah. So we did think of putting up front the activities. So people that register will get say, well, in Sutton there's this, and in Bromont there's that. So to have them discover our great region, and while they're having fun. So during the day, we expect people to be out and about, and in the evening, it's socializing, good food, and entertainment. We're saying more of a, we're guiding them towards
to
other
where
activities.
To go.
We're telling them what else is available here, and then okay. people can plan. So if you're into hiking, well, then you'll look up the we'll give you the trails, and you'll decide where you want to go. If you want to come to the lake and paddleboard, parking at the beach, or stuff like that. So more, we're guiding them to our activities in here in the townships.
Yeah, and kind of encouraging to invest here in our communities as well.
And we believe that also perhaps what could happen is that obviously, hopefully, if they don't know about Brome Fair, well, we're going to tell them about Brome Fair so they come back Labor Day weekend, but they might come back during the summer.
Yeah.
If they have friends, apparently what I understand is people that like to camp often go in groups. So perhaps we'll have new people that'll discover the area and want to come back during the summer. So maybe that weekend, they won't stop at Le Sapin or the pub, but maybe a couple weekends later, they'll come back and try other stuff. So that's what we're hoping to be, a launch pad for other activities and stuff like that here in the townships. We don't want the fairgrounds to become known as a campground, but for this coming long weekend, it's an activity that we feel is a great location to be kind of central to a bunch of stuff that you might want to see.
Yeah, because that weekend is basically when the warmer weather starts. We're getting into the summer period, so that's when people are out and about.
Yeah, and hopefully terraces will be open then and around, so they'll be able to discover that and then regroup for the weekend at Brome Fair in the evening to enjoy the local entertainment. So really just it'll be like a nice little entertainment hub for that long weekend.
Nice. Now, my next question was about getting into the festival a little bit more and what's going to be offered on the grounds between those dates, but you've touched on it during the interview, but you mentioned workshops. I don't know if you're able to discuss that a little bit more and what is meant by that and what will be offered.
Sure. For example, on Saturday at about 11, there's a conference on the impact of nature on our mental health. We know that we're in the half fast-paced life. The person giving the conference is very knowledgeable on the differences in stress relief in being in the outdoors. In the same afternoon, we have, there's a company that's actually won quite a few awards that do van conversions for van life. They're giving a conference, as well as at 4 o'clock on Saturday, introduction to camping cooking. So hot dogs and hamburgers are not the only thing that we can make on the fire pit. So we have a group called Les Saisons, and they'll be doing a workshop at 4. And then we have different kiosks as well that are there. There's yoga. There's going to be yoga on site, so if you'd like to come to yoga. So really, Amos J, who we know on Sunday night at 8:30, he'll be on the stage. And the comedian, French comedian, Pio Forget. So yeah, so it's really a lot of entertainment and workshops as well.
Cool. It sounds really interesting. Now, for people who are interested in attending this event, how can they go about purchasing tickets or finding more information?
So either if you're already a fan of Brome Fair, we've been sharing a lot of posts from the Halt Festival. If you're not, we welcome you to follow on social media Halt Festival, Festival Halt, H-A-L-T-E. And the ticket, online tickets, there's either 3-day passes or individual day passes, camping passes. So the pricing and details are there, as well as all the details to the workshops and the times and the yoga times and stuff like that.
Now, those are the questions that I had about the Halt Festival, Lee, but I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention that I may have missed in my questions.
Yeah, it should be a great weekend, first edition. So we hope people come out and support the event and fraternize with their neighbors and have a good time. And then we can maybe get back in touch together and share the feedback and see what will happen for year 2.
Yeah, that would be exciting. Perfect. Thank you so much again, Lee, for chatting with us. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.